You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Luann Nigueira, a window treatment authority, business coach, host of the 5-star rated podcast, a well-designed business podcast, and now the author of the new book, The Making of a Well-Designed Business, a number one rated international bestseller. She is also a co-owner of Window Works, her family's window treatment business in Livingston, New Jersey. Luann, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is mine, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and your audience.
And we're certainly pleased to have you. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So tell us, for starters, what is a well-designed business? How would you define a well-designed business? And how did you come up with the concept?
Well, the concept came up with after we're in business together, my husband and our cousin and myself, 36 years at this point, and I guess about 10 years ago, I started to really have a great, very great, clear, deep appreciation for the company that I was really watching us have. We have created the interaction, our community, what was happening, and I started to analyze what was it that made us successful? What were the things? And I ended up writing a book about it and calling it The Making of a Well-Designed Business. And I just really took apart what I really believed were the pillars, the principles that contributed to the successful business that we had. And with the passion and a desire to help other people maybe attain it and duplicate it for themselves.
Now, Luann, in your book, you talk about establishing a mission and value statement for your business. Why do you need that? Get into some of those details.
Oh, I think it's absolutely critical that as the leader of your company, that you do establish your company mission and your core values. The reason that you do this is because when you take the time to figure this out, it conveys your brand to the greater world. It conveys how you will do business, and it's your responsibility as the owner to think about it. Like an example I like to use is I interviewed Lee Cockrell, who was the senior vice president of Wide World Walt Disney Operations. And the Disney mission is so simple. It's make people happy. That's their mission. And the thing about it is it's not about having a fantastic ride that the roller coaster makes you happy. It's about the interaction of every team member with every consumer that comes into Disney. And so as business owners, that's what you want to do. You want to think about, what does it mean to do business with my company? What do I want it to mean? And so therefore, once you establish that, are you conveying that? Does your team know that? As a leader of your company, have you taught it to your team? And if you asked your clients and your consumers that do business with you, what do they like about doing business with you? Do they answer in the words that are reflected in your mission? Because if they don't, you're not going about creating that experience, that brand that identifies and separates you from the other person in your town or community that does the same type of work that you do. If I have a second for an example in expressing the company mission for Disney, make people happy. I'll never forget, we were there leaving. We had two little kids at the time. It was 10 o'clock at night. We're leaving the park. We're tired. Walk through the gates, and the place is practically empty. My husband walks back up to a person at the ticket counter and to say, you know, which way to the tram. And this young kid, he probably wasn't 18 or 19 years old, he was standing there with a stack of money that he was counting. And on the counted side was about 5 inches of bills. And on the uncounted hand was maybe a quarter inch left of bills. He literally put both piles down in the same pile, looked up at my husband the second he approached and said, What can I help you with? Because he understands from the leadership down that the company mission is make people happy, not after you count the money. Does that kind of express what I'm trying to say with this?
It certainly does, in a big way, and a great visual example as well. Talk to us about the importance of having systems and what kind of systems should businesses have.
Well, you need a system. I always joke, our systems have systems. So you have your overriding systems. How do you onboard a new team member? How do you onboard a new client? How do you close out a client's order? How do you, place an order with your company, within your company? Every single thing that you do must have a very finite described system. And the thing is, most people are stressed. Most self-employed people, entrepreneurs, are very overwhelmed with many, many more tasks than they really have the energy and bandwidth to accomplish in a day, let alone a week or a month. But if you just put the brakes on things and really take the time to establish a system for everything, from how your phone is answered to how an order is placed, like I mentioned, all the different things, then what happens is people can start to – you can hire your first person efficiently, because – the other example I always use is – I don't know about you, but in our business, we do shop at home. So I'm going to someone's home every single day, multiple different people a day. I never ask them for directions. And this is even before the age of Google Maps, because people don't know how to get to their own house. Now, why do they know exactly how to get to their own house, but they almost never give you accurate directions. And the reason isn't because they don't know exactly how to do it. It's because they know it so well that they almost every time we'll forget a turn. Oh, I forgot to tell you, yeah, at that stop sign, you had to go right. And it's the same when you teach somebody to be a new employee in your company, or the same when you are working with a client. You know what you do so well that you're always at risk for forgetting a step. And when you're teaching a new employee to work with you, you definitely don't want to forget a step. When you're working with a client, you don't want to forget one of the amazing steps that maybe is one of those steps that truly conveys that we're extra, we're better than the other competitor in our arena. But if you do it haphazard each day, each week, each month, you might forget that stop sign turn, and now something's lost in the shuffle, right?
And no doubt about that, and really helpful information in those regards. Today we're joined by Luann Nigueira, a window treatment authority and the author of the new book, The Making of a Well-Designed Business, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now tell us, Luann, what is the secret to high ticket sales? Love to hear your input on that.
Well, when you're working with a high ticket item, you're obviously usually you're attracting the luxury client, right? So when you are working in this arena, it is so critical to sell the vision, to entice the client that is looking at this high ticket item. You want to really help them visualize it. So it's not so much maybe think about if you're going to go buy a $10,000 sound system. You know, you need to know that it can get hooked up, but do you really want to know about the cables, or do you want that conversation about, imagine yourself sitting in this space and the level of the quality of the sound coming out? You want to create a vision where the luxury client can feel and see themselves within, whether it's your process, if you're a consultant, what is it like to be a client of mine? What is it like when I coach you? This is what you can expect. So you create that vision, you tie emotion to it. That's what it is. And then the other core principles of selling the high ticket item is that you have to actually be able to express all of the value, because the luxury client is not coming to you for a bargain. The luxury client is not coming to you to save $10 or $2,000 or $20,000. They're coming because they want the experience with the value. I'll give you an example here. Right in our town, we have a very high-end tailor, and they do custom suits and custom dresses. They have, you know, the off-the-rack stuff, but of course it's very, very high quality. And if you want a nip and a tuck and a thing here, there's no questions asked. You are going to, there's the tailor is always there, right there. But what happens when I walk into this dressmaker? There's literally scotch and vodka and coffee and cookies. And if I were to say, this is not my lane that I swim in, I don't have these kind of dresses made for myself, but if I were to sit down and say, I'm really hungry, they would say, let me order lunch for you. And so it's the experience. And so it's create the vision, create the emotion, deliver the value, deliver the quality product. So that suit in that location is a better made suit than somewhere else, but they've enhanced my experience. And then finally, is you must always keep your word. But I believe that whether you're selling a high ticket or a low ticket item, you're going into a transaction with a consumer that is choosing to spend money with you, and it's incumbent upon you to keep your word. And that's how you grow your reputation and your value with your community.
Lastly, how do you attract the ideal customer and make them loyal and returning customers?
Okay, well, that goes back to establishing your mission and your brand, right? So, for instance, I'll use our example. We do custom window treatments and awnings, and we are servicing the high-end client here. We provide tremendous services. We have measuring. We have installing, professional installation. We take care of every part of the step for you. There's nothing that you have to do. We bring the samples to you. We design the treatment for you. The warranties are included. But a mile away is Budget Blinds. And so Budget Blinds is designed for the consumer who wants to walk in, look at the wall, pick a sample. Maybe it matches pretty good at my house. Maybe it doesn't. I don't have the opportunity to know for sure. And it's going to come in certain sizes. Certain things are not going to be able to be changed or adjusted. And therefore, the price is going to be much lower. So what happens is, if I want to attract the consumer that I want to attract, you think about this when you look at your own business. I don't advertise, or I don't put in my brand marketing or any conversation that I have with the consumer things like quick, fast, easy, low price. I talk about, to attract my consumer, I talk about high quality, designed for you, service from beginning to end. You don't have to argue with your husband about who's going to hang the brackets. We are going to take care of it for you. So you think about what it is that your mission is, who you want to attract, and then think about the language and the way, not only the way you have to speak in your advertising, your branding, on your website, but what do you actually have to deliver? And when you combine those two things, then people start to self-weed. I could actually have the same consumer would come to me for their living room, master bedroom, kitchen, but might go into Blinds to Go when their first child is going to have an apartment off campus for college, right? Because it's the same person, but their needs are different. And they understand when they want quick, fast, cheap, easy, they might go to Blinds to Go. But when they want quality, they want value, they want service, they want unique design, oh, let me go over to Window Works because that's where I get those things. So a very clear definition. One isn't good or bad. You see, the marketplace needs to be provided for at every level. It's not a distinction about high end is good and low end is not good. It's just find your lane and swim in it. Talk to the people in that lane and attract them. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense. Luann, thanks so much for joining us here today. A lot of great information that we can tap into, and can't thank you enough for sharing your knowledge and expertise with the listening audience. Where can listeners get all the details on your book, pick up the book, and also on your company as well as yourself?
Okay, well, thank you for asking me that. Of course, the easiest place to find everything is on my website, which is luannnigara.com. That's LUANNNIGARA.com. The information about events that I'm at, the coaching, my podcast, and of course the book is there. In the book, you can also search on Amazon as well, The Making of a Well-Designed Business.
Luann, keep doing what you're doing. It's really been great to have connected with you here, and all the success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. It was a great time talking with you.
And I couldn't agree more. We've been speaking with Luann Nigueira, the author of the new book, The Making of a Well-Designed Business, a number one rated international bestseller. And for further details, visit luannnigueira.com as well as windowworks-nj.com. All links will be shared within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.